So Hero's not actually here at all. He's in a computer-generated universe that his computer is drawing onto his goggles and pumping into his earphones. In the lingo, this imaginary place is known as the Metaverse. Hero spends a lot of time in the Metaverse. It beats the shit out of the You Store It. Hero is approaching the street. It is the Broadway, the Champs-Élysées of the Metaverse. It is the brilliantly lit boulevard that can be seen, miniaturized and backward, reflected in the lenses of his goggles. It does not really exist, but right now, millions of people are walking up and down it. The dimensions of the street are fixed by a protocol, hammered out by the computer graphics ninja overlords of the Association for Computing Machinery's Global Multimedia Protocol Group. The street seems to be a grand boulevard going all the way around the equator of a black sphere with a radius of a bit more than 10,000 kilometers. That makes it 65,536 kilometers around, which is considerably bigger than Earth. Like any place in reality, the street is subject to development. Developers can build their own small streets feeding off of the main one. They can build buildings, parks, signs, as well as things that do not exist in reality, such as vast hovering overhead light shows, special neighborhoods where the rules of three-dimensional space-time are ignored, and free combat zones where people can go to hunt and kill each other. The only difference is that since the street does not really exist, it's just a computer graphics protocol written down on a piece of paper somewhere, none of these things is being physically built. They are rather pieces of software made available to the public over the worldwide fiber optics network. When Hero goes into the Metaverse and looks down the street and sees buildings and electric signs stretching off into the darkness, disappearing over the curve of the globe, he is actually staring at the graphic representations, the user interfaces, of a myriad different pieces of software that have been engineered by major corporations. In order to place these things on the street, they have had to get approval from the Global Multimedia Protocol Group, the GMPG, have had to buy frontage on the street, get zoning approval, obtain permits, bribe inspectors, the whole bit. The money these corporations pay to build things on the street all goes into a trust fund owned and operated by the GMPG, which pays for developing and expanding the machinery that enables the street to exist. Hero has a house in a neighborhood just off the busiest part of the street. It is a very old neighborhood by street standards. About 10 years ago, when the street protocol was first written, Hero and some of his buddies pooled their money and bought one of the first development licenses, created a little neighborhood of hackers. At the time, it was just a little patchwork of light amid a vast blackness. Back then, the street was just a necklace of streetlights around a black ball in space. Since then, the neighborhood hasn't changed much, but the street has. By getting internet early, Hero's buddies got a head start on the whole business. Some of them even got very rich off of it. That's why Hero has a nice big house in the Metaverse, but has to share a 20 by 30 in reality. Real estate acumen does not always extend across universes. The sky and the ground are black, like a computer screen that hasn't had anything drawn into it yet. It is always nighttime in the Metaverse, and the street is always garish and brilliant, like Las Vegas, freed from constraints of physics and finance. But people in Hero's neighborhood are very good programmers, so it's tasteful. The houses look like real houses. There are a couple of Frank Lloyd Wright reproductions and some fancy Victoriana. So it's always a shock to step out onto the street where everything seems to be a mile high. This is downtown, the most heavily developed area. If you go a couple of hundred kilometers in either direction, the development will taper down to almost nothing, just a thin chain of streetlights casting white pools on the black velvet ground. But downtown is a dozen Manhattans, embroidered with neon and stacked on top of each other.